Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Friday, March 3rd. I didn't have it open in front of me, so I'm trying to remember. You know what? I got distracted because your hand sort of snuck up on this button here, and I thought it was a mouse or something sneaking in. I'm like, what's moving here at the corner of my eye?
Distractions everywhere.
That's funny, right?
Very.
What a beautiful day in LA, folks. We don't know if it's summer or winter, but we love it.
Beautiful outside,
beautiful
guys.
Weekend coming up. Exciting. And today we don't have a guest, so we're going to talk about this and that and this and that.
Ooh.
And we always like that.
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing this morning, Tori?
I'm doing great. How about
you? Yes, I'm doing great too, like I said. And I'm looking forward to a great weekend. It's probably going to be nice. So maybe take a drive somewhere, you know. Yeah.
Cruising.
You guys planned anything?
Cruising. No, we don't have anything planned. Just going to cruise.
Yeah, maybe like a beach day, huh?
Yeah. We went to, I told you we went to Manhattan Beach. And you should, you know, maybe take a Manhattan Beach day.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
I know. It's beautiful down there. But I want to go somewhere further, actually.
Oh.
You know, maybe Orange County or something.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's see.
San Diego.
Take off, man.
Have you been to San Diego?
I have. Everyone we have on the show is always from San Diego. They always love San Diego.
Right.
If I've learned anything from this show, it's that I should really travel to San Diego more.
Yeah, right.
People love it.
But the drive has gotten longer and longer with all the traffic.
Yeah.
You know? People are telling me we have a show here on Saturday morning. They drive up from San Diego. Takes them, he says, sometimes up to 4 hours.
Ooh.
4 hours, ooh, man. Can you imagine?
We used to drive to Phoenix a lot, and that became an okay drive for me. So 4 isn't that bad, actually.
No, but bumper to bumper 4 hours.
Yeah.
You know, it's not
Forget the six hours
where you're going 80 miles an
hour. Yeah, which is way more
and
fun.
It's fun.
Yeah, and then you're in the desert listening to Counting Crows or something weird. Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah. What are some of the other places? Have you been to the Grand Canyon?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yes. Many times.
Is it nice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You always think it's not going to be grand like enough for you because we've all seen HD and, you know. And then every time you get up there, you're like, holy shit.
Wow.
It's just breathtaking.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow,
it's
I got to
really
check it out.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful sight. Yeah. It's just crazy cool.
Yeah. There's a lot of nice places. Have you heard of Bryce?
Oh, I've been to Bryce. I've been to
Have
Zion.
Have you been to Bryce?
I've been to Bryce. Bryce is amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, the mountains there, whatever.
The rock formations are incredible.
Yes,
yeah.
Incredible.
We did a West Out West tour when I was, I think I must have been, it was in my ugly, really ugly stage. So I think I must have been like 10-ish. I had an asymmetrical bowl haircut, which was great. And I was only wearing red cowboy boots and a purple cowboy hat and a bolo. I looked awful. And I was wearing thick sports goggles at the time. It was a mess. It was a real
mess. So that's what you have to remember.
So at West, I was like, I felt very, I went through a cowboy phase is what happened.
Really?
Yeah. It was not attractive.
No?
No.
I wonder, where did you get it from, though?
Well, we went out to Bryce and Zion, and I was like, I'm one with the mountains.
Really?
I'm one with the people.
So you wanted to connect with it, sort of.
Kind of very strange.
Wow, how interesting.
Yeah.
So you connected with the West, with the Wild
West.
But
in a bad way. Just tacky as hell. Hell. Oh, I was a mess.
Mm. Wow. It's interesting that, we're talking about this and I don't know, I'm segueing to this, but somehow in my mind, it's similar, because you're talking about cowboys and everything, I'm thinking Texas now.
Okay, that's where we're going.
Yes. And so that's how I get distracted
into
this. So apparently you can drive a tank in Texas now and fire a real gun. Have you heard of this? This
Sam, is like Texas is like crazy.
But wait a minute.
This is
like
insane. You
no,
can drive
why,
a tank?
Yeah. I mean, they're not saying everybody
no,
can.
No, I know. But Texas just has no gun laws whatsoever. It really is a wild, wild west.
Okay, but this is out
No,
on
that's
the,
crazy. I didn't know this.
You know,
this
out on crazy. The ranch and stuff. And I mean, I would love this. It's a World War II Sherman tank. And I mean, I've sat in tanks before.
So you can, is this someone driving it? What is this tank? Is
yeah, there's probably somebody driving for you, but you get to sit up there and shoot the gun and stuff.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's like a thing you get to do.
Yeah, maybe they even let you drive it. Why not? You know, I mean, it's an open area.
Texas,
man.
Right? Crazy.
But, I mean, I'd love to do that because I've been in tanks several times, but I never driven them or was on them while they were moving.
Heck.
Although most guys in Israel have because they go
to the army.
I was
going
to
say, Israelis really have. I left
early.
The army, yeah.
Yeah, I left early, so I never went to the army. But yeah, I mean, there it's not a big deal to be on a tank.
Right, I'm like, whoa.
Here we're so disconnected from military and things like that, you know, that it would be cool, you know.
There you go.
But, I mean, tanks can go fast. Have you ever seen a tank go real fast?
No, I've only seen slothily move.
No. They can
move?
Go really fast.
Wow.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I know. I like to read about war and battles. I got into this thing in World War II a few months ago, and I had to read everything I could find on
it. Everyone goes through a World War II phase.
Right?
Yep. Your cowboy phase, your World War II phase. I went through a Kennedy assassination phase where you get fascinated in different... Yeah, sure.
Right.
World War II phase is deep. You can get really
deep.
It
is because there's many years involved and so much going on, you know. And you had Africa and Europe and Japan and, you know, it was
global.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Global.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. What a time to live that was, huh?
Yes. Different times now. Very interesting still.
Very interesting.
Things are happening all over.
Yes.
Very interesting global climate these days. Today it's more of a Russian warming with the U.S. So that's where we're going with that. So, yeah, so Jeff Sessions has recused himself, so he will not be leading the investigation because of what happened last night with the.
Okay. But Trump seems to support him, right?
Yeah, speaking of the military, Trump went on the new Gerald Ford naval carrier. Is that what you call it? That huge, like the biggest ship we have ever made for the Navy.
Really?
And they named it Gerald Ford after the president, obviously. And he was there, and he was wearing a military jacket and a military hat. And he looked better than before, to be honest. He did look like cooler.
Really?
You remember? Anyway, so he was toast, and he really wanted to talk about
the
Navy.
Where are the pictures? I'm not seeing the pictures.
Well, the problem is the Sessions things was breaking at the time. So here Trump thought, finally, I get to look cool and be Top Gun. And he did. And then all of a sudden, every reporter was like, hey, did you know your attorney general did discuss, had meetings with the Russians? And he was like, I have total support for him. And then right after, hours later, Sessions recused himself. So he's no longer going to be the top guy for the special investigation into the Russian ties because he now apparently has some Russian ties.
Right. Apparently he's going to be part of that.
He's going to be part of it.
Right?
So, yeah. So interesting fold out. There's something there where there's smoke, there's fire, and there's a lot of Russian smoke coming everywhere.
A lot of Russian smoke going on.
Yeah. So interesting. But yeah, he did recuse himself.
Yeah.
So
unless the press listens to Bannon and just shuts up, you know.
I don't think that's going to happen in America. Usually the First Amendment. Number one. But yeah. I think Tom Hanks sent the White House press corps a very nice espresso machine.
Really?
And said, left a note that was like, here's for you guys to stay up and work your, you know, warriors and going after the truth and mostly the truth. And it was very nice of him. So Tom Hanks, who doesn't love that
very
guy?
Very nice of him. Yeah. Apparently this was a pretty, I don't know, in protest, would you say?
What?
Sending that to the White House?
Oh, no, to the White House press corps for them to stay up at night and work.
Yeah. I thought he said it to the White House. I'm like, what?
No, the White House press corps. He wants the journalists to be able to have caffeine and stay up keep going and stay with the truth.
Yeah, stay with the truth. Okay, yes. You go. If nothing else, man.
Yes.
If nothing else.
Yes.
But good thing we have... many different news sources, so we don't have to listen to only one.
No, this is for the whole press pool.
Right.
So it's all different types.
No, I'm just saying in general about the press, you know, that it's a good thing we have different points of view.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, God knows if we only had the New York Times.
Well, the funny thing is the New York Times and the Washington Post are basically some people at their newspapers have info and intel on this Russian thing. And the newspapers themselves are running to deadlines to fight each other.
Wow.
So the two of them, they know two major reporters know something and they're trying to get. So it's all of a sudden the newspapers become relevant again. It's very interesting. It's Woodward and Bernstein.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, interesting times, you know?
Interesting times.
Yeah. So, let's see what's going on. This is interesting. I mean, you'll like this one. They had they have the European Parliament, I guess, where they have representatives from different countries in Europe, right? So this lawmaker, I'm trying to figure out his accent, was told off after he makes sexist comments. And I want you to listen to the comments.
Ooh.
He's got a little accent, but if you don't understand, I'll explain it to you. But let's check it out for a second.
Okay.
So they're talking about... they had a debate about equal pay for men and women.
Okay, and where is this located?
This is the European Parliament.
Got it, okay.
And of course, women must earn less than men because they are weaker, they are smaller, they are less intelligent, and they must earn less. That's all.
That's all he had to say. They're weaker.
And then did he get off?
Yeah. And he said that's all, and he left. And then a woman got up, and she's saying this, but I don't understand what she's saying.
Mire, señor diputado, según usted,
according to
según
your theory,
teorías, yo no tendría
I should not have the right to be here as a member of this parliament. And I know it hurts you. I know it hurts you and worries you that women today can sit in this house and represent European citizens with the same rights as you.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. He's smiling and laughing. I mean,
do we know where he's from?
No, but
1955.
He sounded pretty French, right?
Where was he from?
Or, I don't know. It sounded like a French accent, but I won't say he's French. Whoops! What's going on here? Okay, I need to close this. But I guess he's. I don't know. They're not saying what country because it was more like a video bit here. Hmm. So there's not a lot of text on this.
What a wacky thing.
But right? I mean, it's like everything women have fought against.
But see, that's when people say, aren't you guys happy it's over? I'm like, no, it's not. This guy is like in Parliament saying that.
It's hard to listen to that, right?
Yeah, that's. But, a couple decades ago, that was what people openly felt the sentiment was. So we've come a long way, but there's still people in government who think that.
You have to wonder how many people still believe
that's
that,
right. Now you hear this openly. I mean, that's incredible.
Right?
Someone's getting his balls chopped off. That's not good, dude.
I know. Keep your mouth shut.
Jesus. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. People in power, they think they can say it and do anything they want.
No, it's crazy.
And... But we'll see how long he lasts.
I was going to say, in the U.S. where, you know, a senator said, ever since Trump went into power, these women are up in my grill, in my constituents. The women are up in my grill, he said, in quotes. Mm. And it wasn't a smart thing to say, and it sounds rude, but he, got trashed. Like, you can't go about saying things like that without expecting a response. You know, that's insane.
Attacking half the population? Is this?
Weaker and smaller and less intelligent? It almost sounded like he was trying to do a dare or something, like a prank or something.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Or like a joke. Like
it almost felt like, exactly, that's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. No. Now, the story that blows me away today is this. Bo Biden's brother... That's the son that died, right?
He passed away.
Right. So his brother and his widow are in a romantic relationship now.
Yeah, they were. I think all I've heard is the headline that says they might be dating. So I don't know this. But this came out yesterday. So who knows?
So he was married and he's got four kids. Let's see.
That was Bo, I think.
Oh, that was Bo that had the four kids? Okay. Let's see. Hunter and Kathleen Biden are no longer together. No. So she was like, okay, I don't know what's going on. But no, I guess the other son is no longer together with his wife.
Mm.
So he's with the widow of his brother
Bo's now. Bo's widow, yeah.
Now, I know that in some religions, especially in Judaism, I think you're sort of required. I mean, most people don't do that, right? But the brother is sort of responsible for taking care of the widow.
Yeah.
You know, and I can see that's more for the woman, so she's taken care of and stuff. But I don't know. It doesn't ring right with me. What do you think? I mean, you go to bed with the same.
I mean, I think you have to. I just don't know any of the details. So, I mean, hopefully Bo Biden was well loved and worshipped by everyone in the family. And hopefully this is a good transition and not hurtful in any way.
Well, the parents are saying that they're blessing them.
Yeah.
So
if it turns out to be a truly romantic thing and they found each other through this tragedy, then and there's hope that can be brought to it. I think, I mean, I don't know the details, but I hope everything is copacetic there.
But this, I would imagine it's devastating to some people, you know, to the wife here and the kids of the brother. And
families can get really complicated.
Yeah, they really can. You know, I'm just trying to picture how this happened, where you're a brother-in-law and suddenly you're like kissing your sister-in-law.
Yeah, you know? I mean, yeah, but I don't know if they were friends before, if they became very close after he tried to take care. I don't know the details. I just hope it's good for everyone, because it was such a tragedy. He died very young, Beau Biden, of brain cancer.
Yeah. Well, today in our society, we don't really have to take care of women. We're not required to, because women can take care of themselves often, you know. But like I said, you know, and we saw that in the African tribes too. Remember that, when the women would be willing to get lashed when they were young, so they would have the marks on their back to show the man later on in life that, you see, I was there to take care of you.
You have to take care of me. Cultures are so fascinating. Fascinating.
Right.
So interesting.
But it all evolves from evolution.
It really does. It really does.
Yeah.
It's a fascinating. And it's so interesting how crazy that looks to some people. Like, to us, we're like, oh my God. But then, like, going to speak to and paying hundreds of thousands of dollars to therapists seems like really weird to their culture.
And to lawyers, and to too. After your divorce.
Yeah, my ninth grade teacher for history gave us our very first lesson, was to do a report on the Nasarema people. And it listed all these weird things they do. And in the end, we all wrote about how strange and bizarre it was. And the next day, he wrote Nasarema on the board and then showed us a mirror. And it was American spelled backwards.
Wow.
And it was all stuff we do. And it was like, they spend money talking to people out loud. And he's like, see, you have to be careful when you look at cultures.
True,
and it was
huh?
like, it talked about the hair dryer and they blow their hair, they burn their hair with like sticks. And I'm like, this is a crazy culture. He's like, that's your culture.
Wow.
So very cool. Bobby Asher, way to go, ninth grade. He also did this thing that was so clever. He had a guy in the middle of the second class run in a costume and scream something and run out. And we were like, what happened? And he says, before you say anything, everyone write down your account of what you guys just saw and heard. And then we went around in the room and said it. And he said, notice how many different variations. And he goes, that was something that was in front of all of us 5 seconds ago. Now know about eyewitness history and about history in general is seen from the people. And it's a perspective.
Exactly. It's a
and
perspective
I never forgot
question.
That.
Yeah.
Forgot that.
And they do tell you that witnesses give you different accounts when they saw the same thing.
Right. And history is written by the winners. You don't hear the loser situation. So very interesting.
Yeah.
Fascinating lesson.
Yeah, no, that's, you know, that's, I like stuff like that.
Me too.
Because it really analyzes how people think and how they.
It was well done. I've never forgotten it. Yeah.
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 That's that Malcolm Gladwell stuff, right?
Yeah. I mean, I went to the hippie dippy school, so I got a lot of this. But it was great. I mean, we would have class. We had a law class, and we had to do a court case. And an actual judge would come in and do the judging from, like, because we were in D.C., like a federal judge or Supreme Court judge would come in, and we'd meet with Ruth Bader Ginsburg afterwards. I mean, it was just a cool atmosphere, you know?
Yeah.
Very intellectual. Cool, and now I'm in LA.
Now you're in LA. It's a whole different thing.
It's much more relaxed.
You know what I just found out is only 15% vote for the mayoral election here in LA.
Yeah, it's a low.
I mean, doesn't that suck?
Yeah. I mean, people in general, the vote for the presidency was very low. So it's not a, we aren't a big voting country.
No.
Especially for municipal. And
especially in LA, people don't give a shit.
No, they really just don't.
It's like, you know, you're going to get the same mayor again and nobody seems to care really or to have any opinion.
Yeah, you don't see a ton of.
But maybe
ads
it's because it's all overshadowed by the, you know, national politics.
Yeah, there's some big stuff going around.
Yeah.
Some big stuff going around. I think it's hard to get out from under that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it looks like Eric Garcetti is going to be back on as mayor probably for the next 4 years again. Although, you know, it's interesting because one of the candidates for mayor has a show here on our station.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's decided
to run. Is he the guy that just says David?
David, yes.
But there's no there's a bumper sticker outside that says David for mayor, but there's no last name.
And you're not the first one to say that.
Well, what the hell?
I know.
Is it like Cher? Is it Madonna?
Exactly. What are you, Madonna? Yeah. I don't know, man.
I mean, you know what? It's interesting. We're talking about him.
Yeah, no, that's true. But it is David Hernandez, and very nice man.
Oh, that's his last. Oh, so he does have a last name. Okay,
he does have a last name. Yeah.
So strange. What an interesting tool.
I know. I have to ask you, what's behind that, man?
Because it's not like a crazy name, like Blizzard for mayor. It's exactly. Like David
or Slash.
Yeah, it's something crazy, right? It's so weird.
So yeah, but. I don't know. It's hard. They're saying that it's hard to beat Eric Garcetti because he's got so much money and he's
good approval
invested
rating.
So much and he's an incumbent, you know. Yeah. So yeah.
And we run blue here in LA. I mean, we're very Southern California could not be more Democratic. So we usually keep on that route.
Right.
Although then we had Arnold, but he's a movie star, so it's okay. A lot of people, I think the poll that said, would you rather see Arnold Schwarzenegger and Donald Trump switch so that he goes back to The Apprentice and Arnold takes over? And it was like 95% of the people were like, yes.
Really?
But you can never see
you
Arnold.
You want Arnold, oh, yeah. Huh? Well, they didn't see him in California.
He was a crazy man. No, but he's, you know, has a little more experience. And no, I don't know. You know, he does seem more... presidential, I guess, in his Twitter account is all people are saying. He's much more like political.
All right. Well, we're going to take a phone call now. I think we have a friend calling in. Go ahead. You're on the air.
I'm just calling officially putting my name for mayor.
Casey for mayor.
You're just going to say Casey.
Just
everywhere.
Casey. Everybody vote for Casey.
I love that idea. Yeah. Don't you, Casey, just know last name making people talk about you?
Yeah.
It is smart because then you're just like, who is this person? And then you had to look it up.
Yeah, and then
maybe
you're interested.
That's what they did. Yeah.
Smart idea.
I don't know, but what if they don't care? And they
what
don't
if there's two Davids? That's my question.
You got to put the name in their mind. But maybe there isn't. So maybe he researched it before.
Yeah.
Would you consider David a trusting name? Would you? Because you have to have a trusting name. You can't just be like,
Mick Jagger.
Mookie for mayor. You know.
But see, that would be more fun. I'd be like, hell yeah, Mookie for mayor.
Yeah. Who the hell is that?
Right. He's gonna bring a lot of joy to this town.
Casey calling us, and Casey is considering running for mayor after he heard the conversation, and you got my support, Casey.
That was easy.
What would you do for the city, man?
For the city?
Yeah.
I would, first of all, I would...
tell them to stop the construction across the street, man. They've...
No, yeah, I would make construction work a nighttime thing. I'm sorry.
Oh,
LA
that's
too
a great
busy.
Yeah,
you got to do that.
It's just too busy for us to be changing one, making them one lanes during the peak hours. And
you got my vote.
Sir. But maybe they don't want to make too much noise at night. You know, I mean, this would be very noisy, so they only do it on the freeways.
I think we should ask David what he's planning.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, what does David think?
Yeah.
How you doing? I'm good.
All right, so yeah, it's David Hernandez, and
how do you recuse yourself of something?
You recuse is different than excuse. Recuse specifically means that you have a conflict of interest in the case and therefore wouldn't have an unbiased opinion. And so judges have done this for generations, and it's normally very normal. If you know someone who's in the other case or there's some kind of background with you, you simply recuse yourself. And Supreme Court justices have even done this.
Right.
Very normal. It's just crazy that this would happen with Jeff Sessions, and he'd have to recuse himself because he basically will now be part of the investigation.
Yeah.
So there's nothing the CIA or the FBI could do.
Now that he's not head of the investigation, he will be fully investigated, and there is a definite possibility this man could go to jail if he perjured himself on the Senate floor.
Wow,
so now he's just
so
recusing just simply means I'm not a head of this investigation. He's fully allowed to be investigated and therefore could be going against the law and go to jail. So that there's always that possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Recuse.
I saw it last night on CNN.
Sure. Everyone was looking
it
up.
Up.
Yeah.
and he recuses himself, and I'm looking at my boys, and they're looking at me, and I'm like, what is this word?
Yeah, recuse
we
became
all went to
big.
College.
Yeah, that's right. Everyone went, right. Yeah. And the Republicans were calling for him to recuse himself, which is great.
Right.
The Democrats want him to resign, not only recuse, but resign. So there's the difference. But he did immediately recuse himself, but now he will be fully investigated.
Yeah. Wow.
Guys, is this something I could use in all walks of life? For example,
a
say I go on a date.
You recuse yourself.
Someone says, did you go on a date with so-and-so? Can I be like, I recuse myself.
You absolutely could. And it's a great word. Everyone would be like, okay, sure.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it's not trending. That's the hottest thing I've
it
heard
is trending.
Ever.
No, recuse it got very
right
high.
Now.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard it.
I actually love what's going on in the world right now.
Well, it is causing New York Times today, the cover was like, the amount of political energy people are engaged in these days is way off the charts.
Right. Unprecedented.
Unprecedented. So people are really interested in the news and politics, and that's great for the country. So it is in some ways good.
Yeah.
You know?
It's great and kind of late, but if we keep the same... momentum going to the next election.
Sure.
I think next election is going to be a powerful election.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. So it's good. Engaged people, young people, it's great. People are talking.
Yeah. Who knows what will be 4 years from now? I mean, it's...
Or 2 months from
at the
now.
Pace, yeah. But at the pace that everything changes so fast, you know, it's like, who knows what will
you know,
be
Sam,
years,
The Onion did an article, you know, The Onion, the satirical,
yes.
And they were like, Russia confused. They thought this was a 2 to 4 year plan. He's like, Trump's doing this way faster than anyone expected.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it is on a fast pace.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
it's a beautiful day out here.
Nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful, man. So, so what do you think? I mean, do you think things are going to be better in 4 years or worse, Casey?
I don't.
Definitely.
You think it'll be better?
Well, you know, Sam, I didn't let you finish the question. What do you think is going to be better?
Oh, just like life. I mean, you said you're enjoying life right now. The place where the world is, you know, terrorism, poverty.
I enjoy life because I stay in my lane. I know, you know, I do the things what Casey likes to do to make Casey happy, and I keep the people in my circle who I know now we make each other happy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
There was a time where you would just say, you know, people, I want to do more things, hang out with more people, but I like the people I hang out with, and I like the people that I network with now. And I'm excited about the future, actually. I think there's going to be a lot of cool things that happen.
There you go.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, that. You know, I pretty much look forward to every day, every new day, to see what's going on, you know, what's going to happen and stuff. But because you can't be fatalistic, you know. I mean, the thing is, you have to believe that things are going to be okay the following day, you know.
Fatalistic. I'm going to write that down.
You got to have some hope, you know.
You guys educate me in the mornings, okay? I leave here a smarter man.
Well, maybe that's why people listen.
That's
I hope so. And for the entertainment, too, you know. Although sometimes we do... We do say stupid things here, but, you know, not very often. Okay,
I'm kidding. Of course we do.
But, no, sometimes we don't know. We don't know everything about everything, you know. But,
absolutely.
But at least, you know, you got to know a little bit about something to be able to talk on the radio.
Yeah,
you know?
Or else it's silent.
Yeah.
So, Casey.
Guys. Thank you for letting me speak. I just had some questions, and I would go to you guys for answers.
Anytime,
awesome, man.
And
you're recused.
You're recused.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a good one, guys.
Take care, Casey.
Bye.
That's so funny. Yeah, I don't think a lot of people knew what recuse meant, and it was sort of a new word. Yeah.
That's true. That's true. People are like, what does that mean?
Yeah. You know? And a lot of people were saying maybe he forgot that he met with 2 Russian ambassadors.
Yeah,
like, really?
He forgot.
Like, how boring would the meeting have had to be for you to forget you met with this guy twice? And The Onion did another article that went viral that was like, Russian ambassador totally heartbroken, thought those meetings really meant something. The Onion. Good job.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't bring coffee today because I ran out of pods. So I only brought water, and now I'm realizing I only brought the small bottle and only one. So, and it's only halfway through, so I'm going to need another bottle. So you better prepare
for some speech.
This is
fascinating information. All right.
It doesn't have to be right now.
Oh, okay.
But remember Casey Anthony?
Baby killer.
Yes, found not guilty of killing her daughter.
And everyone in the world thought she was guilty.
I know. So now the judge is speaking.
Oh, really?
Saying that Casey Anthony probably killed her daughter by accident, though.
Wait.
So.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That was a whack job case. That was a crazy.
I know.
Crazy
and I read a lot about it.
Me too.
From both sides. You know, both attorneys wrote books. And it was interesting to read. But apparently, she was a whack job, right?
Oh, yeah. She was full on crazy.
The stuff is, she took them to Disney World to tell them she was working there. And then
She wasn't. She also, partied all the time during her daughter's disappearance.
Right.
Yeah.
And
it was terrible.
The tattoo of Beautiful Life. And
yeah.
Wow. So, so now we're hearing some stuff about it. I don't know how she can live with herself, but
she's also been, hounded, right? She's, she's, hidden, right?
Yeah. She changed her hair color, remember, and all that stuff. She's probably never going to emerge again, you know?
Yeah.
She's so hated.
Of course.
But
that was right when Dexter was popular in Florida, and everyone had a picture of Dexter getting... He's like, I'm on it.
Right? Yeah.
I'll take care of it. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. So, so after I finished Westworld, I was... hard-pressed to find another thing I wanted to watch on HBO. So I discontinued that on my Sling subscription. So, in other words, I have Sling for $20. That gives me a lot of nice cable channels.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want HBO, you add $15 a month.
Mm.
So I added that so I could watch Westworld.
Oh, nice. And now you're ready to
Now I disconnected that one, but I subscribed to Hulu.
There you go.
So now I'm getting a lot, Hulu. Like Seinfeld.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. You should watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Really?
Oh, it's so funny.
It's like a funny show?
Oh, it's hilarious. It's Andre Brower and it's Andy Samberg. And it's just about, it's like a cop comedy. It's hilarious. Hilarious.
Really
funny.
Was
it's
ever
on Hulu
on TV?
Oh yeah, it's still on TV.
Oh really?
Yeah it's a great show.
Okay,
if you're looking for a really slapstick funny, it's real. I think it's very funny.
Wow,
yeah, one of my favorite shows.
I'll look for that.
Yeah, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
That's cool. So and there's a lot of current shows, old shows,
Golden Girls,
yeah. You know, all that stuff. So it's pretty cool, and movies too. So
yeah, HBO sadly is interesting. It has kind of become a little bit irrelevant in a lot of ways, in terms of you have those other, you have Amazon, Netflix, but you also have AMC and FX coming through. So HBO, right. I can understand why you're not needing it there.
Right.
Much. I really like Girls, and I like the new show Big Little Lies. If you're on HBO, you guys should definitely check it out. But that's the only two I'm watching. So it's interesting.
Yeah.
I can see why you wouldn't need HBO, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, but I got to tell you, when you scroll through their shows, through their series, a million of them.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
All, you know, through the years and stuff. And I remember HBO was just really to watch movies that were broadcast live. There was no on demand, of course,
right.
And all that stuff. And it was just movies that were a year old, two years old, you know. That
it was like the movie channel.
Yeah.
But then it became a great TV spot. But now you see a little bit of a change in some of these other studios. So. HBO, step up your game.
Yeah, exactly. Or you're going to lose, you know. But again, it really depends on what you're looking for, though, because I'm sure many avid watchers of TV series love HBO, you know.
There just aren't the a ton that, there used to be a time, 2000s, 90s, where HBO was the king.
Right.
You could not love, someone you know loved some show, The Sopranos, Sex and the City, something was on HBO.
That's true.
And they've had a lot of big competition lately with
That's
these
true.
Different studios.
A lot
studios.
Of competition. And Netflix getting into content.
Amazon
into content. Yeah.
So look out.
I don't know, they've got several shows on Amazon. Did you ever watch the one with the man in the castle in the White Castle? Not White Castle, but the man in the something castle. It's about a story of when as if the Nazis had won the war.
Okay,
and
I know. I've seen these
stuff,
billboards,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. And
but it has like the Statue of Liberty giving like the High Hitler.
Right, right.
The Man in the High Castle. You were
in
right.
The High Castle.
It exactly is loosely right. based on a Philip K. Dick novel of the same name and takes a look at what the world might look like had the outcome of World War II turned out differently.
Right.
So
Nazis
it's a dystopian
won.
Yeah, future. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
It's too close to home. Like, I can't even watch House of Cards. I'm like, it's too close to home. Like, things are really? Happening like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
To now.
Yeah, I know. Are there any shows on the networks that you would recommend that you think is still good?
See,
because it seems
funny.
To like go all to cable now.
Yeah, you know? I mean, well, like Brooklyn Nine-Nine's on Fox, but it's also on Hulu, so you can watch it. But I really don't love 1 hour procedurals, which are a lot of what you see on the networks. It's like the CSIs right. and like the Law and Orders where they wrap up within an hour. And that's a lot of like parents love those type of shows. Like The Good Wife was like a big like mom show. I feel like a lot of moms like that. So I don't watch a lot of network, to be super honest with you.
So you're like the ongoing stories.
Yeah. I don't love when they wrap up within like the 1 hour procedurals gets very formulaic for me. Like
right.
two joggers find a dead body. Then they go find out who did it. Then they go into court. And it's just like a lot of the same.
That's true. Yeah.
So I prefer, yeah, a little bit more, you know, I just don't love that formula.
Right, right.
But that's a lot of the networks have those types of formula shows.
That's true, yeah. They used to call those miniseries, though, when they were like not wrap up in 1 hour, you know, and mm-hmm. they would go for, because they weren't as popular as 1 hour shows.
Sure.
But you're right. Now, I mean, most of the series are just ongoing, like soap operas or something.
Yeah, you know? And you know, yeah, exactly. So, and it's just, I tend to like a little bit more edgier, I don't know, which you see a lot more on like the FX, again, the FX, the AMC, A&E, kind of the weirder channels. So right. I'm not really into any of the networks, I don't think.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I mean, what does that say about
yeah.
them, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they're in trouble too.
Yeah, absolutely.
The world is so transformed with this internet. It's unbelievable, man.
It's a change.
And it's not like we didn't really see it. I mean, once the internet came around, I think a lot of people could see the potential of it. But, you know, like, I mean, before it came around, who would have thought, you know? Who would have thought the world would change, become so connected, everything instant?
And that's what I was thinking, that everything kind of changed very exponentially faster than we ever thought.
Yes, exponentially.
Yeah, I
absolutely.
Mean, it wasn't just like, you know, the internet. It just, after the internet, everything was at the speed of light.
And
yeah, you needed it as fast as possible. It's crazy.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, look at it. You know, how
which
long
is great
did it take?
In some respects, like diseases, technologically, we've never been more advanced. So
right.
in some respects, that's fantastic.
Yeah, you know, and it's like within 10 to 12 years, we brought this into our phones, and it's changed us forever.
It's insane.
You know, and what is amazing to me is how people are okay. Remember when it used to be so rude to be on the phone when there's people around?
Yeah, it's...
And stuff like that,
yeah.
And now it's so acceptable.
There's
you know?
Something called, like, when you're on the phone and you're talking to someone and they respond to you but continue texting
right.
or like snapping,
I
there's
do
a word.
That, but you know, it's dangerous.
It's so sometimes rude, but it's called like, it's something like phone, it's bad netiquette or something. There's some word for it, but it's like that happens more and more. Where I work, I see it where I'm talking to someone like younger than me and it's just okay for them to nod and discuss while
right.
they're doing something else.
And you know they're
else.
Not hearing
They're not
you.
Listening. Yeah,
yeah they're
it's
not hearing
crazy.
What you're saying.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do that.
I
you
do
know?
Too. Especially if the combo is kind of boring. I'm like, Instagram.
Yeah, let me do something else.
No, I shouldn't. That's terribly rude.
Yeah.
It's bad manners. Yeah, phones can lead to a lot. My mother is like, put your phones away. I mean, in Grace and Frankie, there's a part where they all put their phones. It's a show I love. And they put their phones in a box before dinner. And my mom's like, that's what we're doing. I don't know why my mom speaks like a cartoon. I don't know why. But that's what she wants. She wants phones away at dinner. Not even... Nothing.
Yeah. That's cool, though.
You know,
it makes sense.
Yeah, but then you have a question. You want to Google it. And you're like, she's like, okay. It's like, all right. This is not useless.
Yeah, well, what did you do before?
We went to, you want to know what we did? We would run, no joke, into the den to get the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Wow. Yeah.
That's how nerdy my life
right.
was.
You'd have to resolve that.
We'd
once
resolve
and
it, and we'd run, literally, I'll get it. Ooh, and pick the volume and bring it in.
That's
so
cool.
Lame.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
Now they're used as paperweights or a
Brainiacs.
Weapon.
Brainiacs.
Yeah, totally. And now you just Google it. So that's what we used to do.
That's very cool. I don't know if you heard the other day, I guess Amazon broke half of the internet down when I guess something went wrong and they were going to shut off only a few websites. This is what is called Amazon Web Services, and they have, this has got nothing to do with their website, you know, the selling and everything. This is like they just provide the infrastructure and the backbone for many websites.
Okay.
Okay, so like some of the biggest websites are hosted on Amazon.
Got it.
Hardware.
It's the host. Got it.
Yeah. And so I guess they were going to do some maintenance. They shut down more than they were supposed to because of a typo. Okay, like in the command. When they give a command. So it shut down a lot of sites. And they're saying this was felt, you know, throughout the internet. I don't even remember it happening. But
what's funny, too, is like if I go to a site a lot and then that site is down for maintenance, for some reason, I'm like, oh. And I hesitate to ever go back. Or I don't. It doesn't instill confidence to go back to that site. But, so it's a big deal when your site goes down. You know what I mean?
No, it is.
For consumers, that's a big deal. Yeah,
it is. I mean, and for the owner of the website, you're losing a lot of money.
Yeah, and confidence, and it's not a good look. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
But apparently, Amazon Web Services owns 40% of the cloud services market.
Wow.
You know, so
now Amazon's taking over the world. Viacom and Amazon.
Yeah, you know.
Taken over.
Well, yeah, but geez, I'm just like reading up on this, and this is like, I mean, Amazon is really taking over everything.
Yeah,
we thought it would be Google, but
well, and what's funny is Amazon has, there is a boycott of Amazon because if you've ever looked into this, there's been mind-blowing news reports on the warehouse conditions for Amazon workers, and they are insanely crazy, and a lot of them during the summer don't have air conditioning, so there's people that look out specifically for fainters. So if someone faints in the line, they have to drag them out and instill someone else. So, and apparently when they want to get out in 2 days, the workload is always, the quotas are upped, and it's like terribly hard to work there. Very, very hot, very long hours, very intense, and saying if you don't make quota, you won't get paid. So people have tried to boycott Amazon because of this. So if you look into it, you wonder how far Amazon's going to go to dominate the world.
Yeah.
Now they're going to fly drones in, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. And put robots to do all this work.
Right,
you know?
Right, exactly.
You
so.
Don't need line workers to do that.
But then where do the line workers feed their families? You know?
I know. Yeah. Well, that's it. You have to retrain. I mean, look at all business owners that have lost their businesses because they became like obsolete because of Amazon and online and things like that.
Oh, yeah. Know? And like mom and pop stores.
Right.
I know.
Yeah. So a lot of people have felt this change, you know, over, what, 20 years?
Yeah. Well, the Uber CEO, big news, has stepped down. Yes. Not only because of the blog that went viral about the sexual harassment that was sort of rampant within Uber, but because he was caught on video actually fighting with an Uber driver. I thought that was so funny.
Is that funny, though? It is funny.
So he is going to, and you know, this all kind of started when the Muslim bans happened and New York was going crazy, and Lyft decided to do free services to the airport to pick up people, and Uber was the taxi commission went on strike because they were against the Muslim ban, and Uber was seen as pro-Trump. He was on Trump's economic council, the head of Uber. So that started the trend, and then it just went quickly downhill, and Uber's been losing a lot of money, and he finally stepped down 2 days ago and said he'll be going to some leadership workshops and some skills. He yelled at an Uber driver when the Uber driver asked why he slashed the prices for the driver so much. He was like, "You're never going to make it in this world. You're never going to do well," and you know, kind of cussed him out and left. So, not a nice dude, it turns out. Undone by your own creation there.
Yeah, apparently they don't think highly of their drivers.
Well, yeah, no, yeah, and so he's out. So we'll see what happens. So very interesting.
Wow, the CEO, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, wow. Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. And he put Eric Holder in charge of going through and finding if there was sexism within the HR unit and all of Uber, and already Holder's like, it's rampant within Uber. So there was only at one point, there's only like 3% women within all of Uber. So it's not a good environment, it turned out to be for the ladies.
Yeah, I wonder why that is, you know.
Well, the blog that went out is she was, some stuff happened to her and she immediately reported it to HR as you're supposed to.
Right.
And they were like, Uber doesn't want you to report stuff like that. And right. then she went to someone else and they're like, oh, we can fire you for reporting. I mean, it went crazy. It was very, very interesting. So she made a blog and it went viral. So
yeah, good for her.
Yeah, good man. For her.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, let's see. There's, I don't know if you remember those brutal deaths of some high school students, but apparently there's several gang members that were indicted on 41 counts, including 7 murder charges. And these are gang members. The gang is known as MS-13. Mm. And this is in Long Island. At least the killings were on Long Island spanning 3 years.
Wow.
So, including of the death of several high school students last year. So, but those gangs, man, I mean, you look at them. If you look at a picture of the tattoos they have on their backs and stuff, you would run for the hills.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. In jail, they have, I watch a lot of jail shows because I'm really weird. Really? But they have databases on tattoos so that if you do find someone and they have a tattoo, you can look it up in the website to see what gang they're affiliated with.
Yeah.
So it becomes sort of like clues, those tattoos.
Right. And, you know, I mean, but in gangs, this is a problem, you know. And Gladwell actually talking about gangs in one of his books? I think the first one or the second one.
Maybe psychology of the
yes.
Probably.
Of why kids were going into gangs and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And, apparently if you are not involved in your kids' lives, they'll probably end up.
They're looking for structure and family structure.
They're looking for family. Yeah, it gives them a certain sense of family.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
And that's
it's the same thing in fraternities, sororities. It's what you know. Again, talking about evolution, we're made to be in groups and to be socialized and to be structured. And that's what humans were evolved to be.
Right.
So if you don't give that at home, they're going to find it elsewhere.
Exactly. They're going to look for it somewhere else. You know. So hold on to what you got. You know.
Yeah.
Hold on to what you got.
And a lot of people credit either sports or theater because it kept them busy after school.
That's
with
true,
not
right?
getting into gangs. That's because it's those hours when you have nothing to do, no supervision, that you're going to look for something like that.
Right.
So
I wonder how much of that is still going on because parents are so, like many of them are just like helicopter parents. We seem to have to drive our kids everywhere. They don't walk on the street alone. They don't play out on
right,
the street.
The playground's out, right.
So it's different. You
yeah,
know? It's,
I do think really though different. In like inner city places where that's still, there's no helicopter parents at all.
Right.
It's still, and there's not a lot to do. You know, if you're bored as a teenager, that's
yeah,
also a reason.
Exactly.
You
don't go to school. You don't
right,
work.
Or if the after school hours and no one's home and there's nothing to do, you know, there's no library. There's no like cool thing. There's no club, boys club. There's no nothing. Then what are you going to do? Exactly.
Yeah, you got to belong, you know. And when you're a young mind, it's easier.
Exactly.
You know?
So.
Oh, well. At any rate, the good thing is that I guess hopefully most of us are happy with our lives.
Yes.
And that's why people stay alive and don't kill themselves.
It's a great way to
by
end
the millions,
show.
Right? Yeah, just a little inspiration.
Just know, though, that everyone you face, even if they're cutting you off in traffic, they are facing an uphill battle, too.
That's
so
true.
So always think about that. Everyone you know has a problem that they aren't, you don't know about, and everyone's got it hard. So be kind, kind, kind.
That's true. But and you got to go outside of yourself in order to be able to do that.
Yeah,
you know?
You do.
And it's hard.
You realize you all have it. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and if you're too self-involved and you take too many selfies, maybe you shouldn't.
That's the lesson of today.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
No
thanks,
more selfies.
Tori.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.